Hey guys, welcome back to the Dish Talk Show. It's your host Pamela again with another beautiful lesson. I know I've been away for 3 weeks and I've been really busy and preoccupied with life as usual, but I'm happy to be back and we are here. I'm here with someone very special before I even go into that. And we are going to be talking about something really important and very educational too. As you always know, I always like to plug my social media. So follow me on Instagram and Twitter at The Dish Talk Show. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel at The Dish Talk Show and listen to this podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Radio Specific, Apple Podcasts coming soon at The Dish Talk Show. Hi, I'm here with Boma.
Hi.
Say hi, Boma. We are going to be talking about. Okay, let me even give her room to introduce herself. Boma, so introduce yourself to us. Tell us who you are, what you do, what you like to do, please.
Okay. My name is Boma, and I'm a fashion stylist, and well, I'm also a business lady. Well, basically, that's it. And currently, you know, I'm doing my master's, but yeah, I guess that's
okay. That's nice. And today we are both going to talk about toxic masculinity. Yes, I know so many females are really scared to talk about toxic masculinity, but we're going to be talking about toxic masculinity today and making a lot of references. Before we start, as usual, I love to do affirmations, and we have affirmations. She's gonna do we're going to do 5 affirmations each, because I usually do 10 affirmations. So I'm going to start with mine today. I'm affirming money into my life. Tell me somebody that you know that doesn't want money right now, because so I'm affirming money into my life, and these are my 5 affirmations. The first one is, I am capable of overcoming any money obstacles that stand in my way. I am capable of overcoming any money obstacles that stand in my way. I can conquer my money goals. And thirdly, today I commit to living my financial dreams. Number 4 is, I want more money, and that's okay. I'm not shy. I'm not scared to say I want more money. And that's okay. And lastly, my life is filled with health and wealth. So, Boma, tell me, now that I've dropped my own affirmations, tell me yours. What are you affirming today?
Anyways, mine is not success. Mine is success.
Okay.
So the first thing I would love to say is, I believe I can do anything.
Okay.
Everything that is happening now is happening for my ultimate good. I forgive those who have harmed me in my past and peacefully detach from them. My ability is to conquer challenges is limitless. My potential is to succeed is infinite, right? Today, I abandon my old habits and take my new positive ones. Yeah.
Okay. Those are beautiful affirmations. Like I used to say, you can say them as we are saying them, or you can write them down and say them later in your own convenience. So let's get into this topic. My blood is hot. So what inspired this topic? I actually listened to a video on TikTok, and I was actually shocked at how some men, actually grown ass men, were, you know, thinking the way they saw women and the way they you know, their perception concerning females in general was really traumatizing to me, and I just said I have to talk about this. So let's start with the very important questions I'm going to pose to us, and that is, and you two listening, what is your male perspective? I think I'm going to start and answer this one. My male perspective is, okay, my male my pers- my perspective about males have actually changed over the years. Growing up, I always saw men as you know, the strong ones, you know, to take care of the heavy lifting and whatnot. And now I've grown to see men differently, and I see men as our other half. And you know, just the same way we benefit from men, they can also benefit from us. And the same way we protect ourselves, we can also protect each other, and men can also protect us, and we can also protect men. I do not see men as higher beings than females. I just see that we have things that we have, females have like certain attributes that, you know, men lack, and they benefit from said attributes that we have, and vice versa. So I see men as, you know, our other half. You know, I'm not talking about other genders, by the way. We're just focusing on males for now. Boma, it's coming to you. So tell me what your male perspective is.
Well, I don't have much to say about that, but what I think that because of the way society has placed a man, right?
Okay.
So they feel like, oh, they can do everything.
Yeah.
Right? So
men feel like we can do everything.
A
like
lot
they,
of
yeah.
things, that's what they think.
Yeah.
That's what they feel they can do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for me, I think because while growing up, like my father was in the army.
Okay.
So he was more of the, I hardly see him.
Okay.
So even my two of my brothers, yeah, so I hardly even see them. I was just with my mom.
Wow.
So it's just, that's why, like, when you're asking these kind of questions,
yeah,
my mindset is it's not broad. Like,
okay.
I can't really explain because I've not had so much experience around guys
about,
right?
Men.
So exactly about men. So what me I think is based on, okay, we see men as people that are strong, you know, people that don't take shit, you know how, you know,
yes.
they don't take shit,
yeah,
like my father
hardcore.
Is very strict, he doesn't take shit, you know,
yes.
that's the mindset I used
yes,
to have.
Yes.
So, I think that's my, I've not really
experience.
Sat down to
think about
think
it per
about
se.
It. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to ask you a question though. And I was going to ask dating currently, I don't know, are you dating currently?
Oh yes, I am.
Okay. Dating currently, has dating changed your perspective of males? Because for me, I feel dating has changed. Dating was what caused my perspective to change. So has your perspective changed? Have you learned anything from being with someone and understanding that, oh, so this is actually how men are? Or maybe, oh, I thought men were so macho, and now I'm seeing my boyfriend cuddling up like a teddy.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, for me, my boyfriend he's mature.
Okay.
Like, because, you know, there are a lot of things that I've learned from my relationship, right?
Okay.
So even if I used to have this fairy tale kind of mindset, oh, it's going to be the happy ending, you
Prince
know,
to come and
let's
pee no, off your feet.
No quarrels, you know, that's my mentality.
Okay.
So when I got into this relationship, I still carried that mentality until he just had to now make me realize that there is more to it.
Okay.
Right? You cannot just, yes, we get to have misunderstanding,
okay.
but how do you now get to how do you get to
resolve
exactly, you understand?
Yeah. Mm.
And whenever issues arise, like, I always make sure I observe what I do, like how I react to situations.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't just make sense. I don't really need to start saying
okay.
all that, but it
yeah.
didn't make sense. But
yeah.
coming from like a male that is more mature, since he's someone that, okay, is my first serious
it's
relationship,
yeah.
so I've just get to realize that a man will always be a man, right?
Yeah.
They can change.
Yeah.
Because there are certain things that I did not see
when we
first like
started talking.
Dating and
yeah.
all that. But now I'm seeing it. I'm not saying it
never
something
existed
for me to
okay.
cry about and all that. But I always told myself that if it changes, like it won't be a surprise, okay. Right? But now I would say it's like a surprise. Like I'm actually surprised that okay, this is not bad.
Okay,
the changes are not bad. It's not like something that I'll have to leave the relationship or I want to leave the relationship.
Okay,
but I don't accept because I had this like my mindset towards him.
Mm.
Like I just like I felt like he was. I don't know how to explain this thing, but the way he oh God, I'm sorry. Like I really don't know how to explain. But I'm trying to
treat you.
You know, not treat me. The way he projects himself, like the way I see him,
the way he represents himself.
Exact, something like that.
Yeah,
something like that.
The way he carries himself.
Not carry himself. But yeah. So
the way he shows you who he is. Is that what you're trying to say?
Like
emotionally.
Not emotionally.
Physically. Okay.
Right. So like okay, let me just give an example.
Okay.
Right? Okay, so when we first started, like when we got into the relationship, he made me see him as someone that he doesn't go out.
Okay.
You know, he doesn't see friends, he's always indoors,
yeah.
You know. He doesn't like ladies with piercings, things like that. But the funny thing is that now I'm not getting to realize that he's that kind of person that he doesn't mind if you pierce or you know lately he's going out. I'm like okay, you don't used to go out before. Oh, yeah, that kind of person like I prefer to be indoors. Yes, yeah. But now
why are you now going
I'm
out?
When I see you going out, you know, you understand.
Yeah.
So like there's a lot I've learned. Being in the relationship with him
about and, men,
yes, about men, yes.
Okay.
So I've been able to, or rather, he has been able to like widen my perspective about how men behave.
Okay, and think,
right? How men think, you understand? Me, I've not had so much experiences, right? So from him, I'm learning new things, even the ones that you know I watch online, things I watch online, yeah. And all that. So I'm learning.
Okay, for me, I would say that I learned before growing up. I saw everything. Like you said, you had this whole fantasy. I saw everything through rose covered glasses. I mean, what do you call that? Rainbow covered. Since I saw the world as, oh my gosh, really it's great, till I actually had my first experience, and I started seeing men as less emotional, and I feel that they were brought up, now I'm moving on too far, they were brought up to be less emotional, and that has started to repress their feelings rather, and that has, you know, started going into their relationships. And you know, so I was questioning like how come this guy does not like, after all we've done together, so he still sees me as just a object or just an object. Like what, you don't have any, you don't value me whatsoever, no matter, you know, we've gone through so much together, we've, you know, had so much experiences, but still you still see me as an object. That's really weird. And I started asking myself, where did that mindset come from? And this toxic masculinity, we're about to go into, has a lot of answers to that. So what is toxic masculinity? I would say to me is, I'll just describe toxic masculinity using a man. A toxic man. I would say someone that refuses to, someone that is delusional, that is very, very delusional and refuses to see the other side, you know, point of view, and feels attacked because, and someone also very insecure that always feels attacked by somebody trying to create boundaries or stand up for themselves. What about you? What do you think toxic masculinity is?
Well, sorry, you said something about like what you just said
about
them creating boundaries.
Okay, like when you create boundaries with a toxic person, yeah, they get triggered and they don't like it. They don't like when you create boundaries. And when I say boundaries, we are talking about toxic masculinity now. So let's start. Let me give an example of women, for example. This feminism thing started coming out as, oh, come on, please, enough is enough, take your boot off our necks, let us explore and be who we actually, we are not just like, you know, cattle that you produce for this particular purpose. Yes, I am a feminist. Are you a feminist?
Well, what's your? I don't know. I won't say yes or no. But what's your own definition about feminism?
My view on feminism is, as a woman, I can also be intellectually sound. I can also have the ability to, you know, take care of myself. I also have the ability to do certain things that growing, like that, you know, over years women were not able to do, or were not given the permission to do. I have the right to, you know, my body. I'm not just an object for you to use. I have a right to my body. I have a right to my decisions that I want to be. I'm a human being. My definition of a feminist is, I'm a woman, I'm a human being. I am human. I'm not cattle. And I don't like to say I'm a human being because I regard all living things. I'm a humanist. I believe every living thing has value. I don't like to use I'm a human, or therefore I'm better than animals. I've forgotten what they call this. I think it's humanism, but I don't think it's humanism. I'll Google it. But basically, I believe that everything that lives has, you know, a value and should be, you know, I don't want to say respected, but like, not treated anyhow, even as going as far as trees. So that's my belief. So okay, that is why I would say yes. If that's what feminism means, that's what I am.
For me, actually,
I have to check. Is it humanism? Sorry.
Agree with what you said. I don't always call that feminism. Right? Like, I feel that is normal for an individual. Like, you understand what I'm trying to say? So I feel like, because my own, whenever people say I'm a feminist and all that, I used to think that, you know, this submissive kind of thing has been an issue.
Okay.
Right?
Mm.
Like how women, like, they don't want to be submissive in a relationship.
What does now?
They don't want to, in the aspect of cooking now, let me give an example. As well, cooking, they feel that,
I think you should hold your mic.
It's not just the lady that should be in the kitchen.
Of course.
Right? A guy too should also be in the kitchen.
Yes.
So that is where I think feminism now comes in. But
not really.
What you said, like, you being able to be intellectual. Exactly.
To exist.
It's me now. I don't see that as feminism. Because what you're saying now, I also have that belief. I also have that mindset, right?
That you are free.
I don't interpret that as feminism.
What do you interpret as what?
It's something that should be, like, you should think about.
It's like a no-brainer.
Exactly.
But you know, that exactly is the point of feminism. It isn't, why are you restricting women to certain rules, or why are you putting them under certain rules when they are literally human like you and that should be free to do whatever they want because they are human beings? It's not about, oh, I'm a feminist, I'm not paying the bill, or I don't even say this, I'm a feminist, I think you should, I'm not paying the bill on this thing, or I'm a feminist, therefore. Some ladies don't even understand what feminism is. I have to even say that one, because
that's what I'm trying to say. Some
yes,
people don't understand.
Don't even understand what feminism
is. Always it to
something else. There's something I actually want to say, because we're kind of digressing. I also want to say about this feminism thing, that some ladies are feminists only when it benefits them. When it benefits them. Oh, let's say she wants to wear something too revealing. There are some, I don't know, to me, I have my view on that. Too revealing, and somebody, a man comes to her and obviously tries to, you know, whatever, tries to or starts to toast her in a way that it's, you know, oh my god, come and bring that ass over here or something like that. And she said, what do you mean by that? Oh, this man, you know. But you literally presented yourself like that, and most people, women, will not agree with me, but it's just like, if you leave your gate open and go to bed with valuables inside your house, they will rob you. So that's why we have gates, to protect our valuables. I feel like this is a no-brainer. If you present yourself in a certain way, expect people to come and harass you. You can, if you want to shout feminism from now to tomorrow, that will never change anything. You have to protect yourself. And that's one. Two is the whole splitting of the bill thing. I believe in splitting the bill. I don't know about anybody, but man, I believe in splitting the bill. If you say, let's go on a date and let's split the bill, I will split the bill. The only time I don't understand that is when we didn't agree, I'm on my own, and you invite me out. Pamela, come out, I want to take you on a date. I then go out, leave my room. I know my account balance. I am gently staying in my room watching movie because I know my account balance. And then you say, come out, you are harvesting me from my room. And you say, come out, OE Pamela, and come on a date. I then dress up, wear my makeup, wear my dress, and come out on a date. And then you now tell me we should split the bill. I didn't even budget to spend money. If we said, Pamela, how, let's go out and have fun, how much do you have, do you want, let's go to this place, what do you want to go to this place, or we now agree, let's go, I know that I have money to pay, so we are agreeing. Do you understand?
Yeah,
so
understand.
I'm expecting you to pay, not because you're a man. I'm expecting you to pay because you invited me. Could be anybody. If you're a female, invite me out, you pay, better pay that bill. Because wait, what do you think about that? If a female invites you out, you better pay my bill. Because even if a female, if we are different, if a female invites me out, she's gonna be like, Pamela, let's go to this place. Do you
no,
get?
If I say Boma, I won't say Pamela pay for my bill. If it's a female,
that's let me tell you why you won't say that. Let me tell you why you won't say, because I'll be like, Boma, do you want to go to Hustle and Bustle? Boma, do you want to go to Hustle and Bustle tonight? And you'd be like, yeah, right.
Even if you decide to pay, right, I still have to have that mindset that, okay, I'm going out to hang out with Pamela, right, and then I need to still have money in my purse.
Obviously you're going to still have money in my, I'm still going to have money in my purse, but if in on a day with a man that said I should come out on a date, Pamela, I want to come out, I want to take you on a date, right, I then harvest myself, wear my clothes, and go out on the date, and then you say I'm splitting the bill, I'm not going to lie, I'll feel a little bit upset, not because you're a man, you're supposed to pay the bill. No, yeah, because expected. I'm not expecting to spend this money today. Do you understand? If a girl should invite me out too, and then she said, Pamela, come out, I want to spoil you today, I want to take you out. If a girl should, even if a boy or a man should tell me, Pamela, come out, do you want to let's go to Hustle and Bustle, or let's go to this place, I'll be like, I'm broke, man. Like, don't worry, it's on me. Then I'll start dressing up. That's the same thing I'll tell a girl. Like, I say, Boma, come, let's go up to Hustle and Bustle, you'll be like, ah, guy, I don't have money right now. I'll be like, don't worry, it's on me. Or I'll be like, are you serious? Ah, okay, next time when we have money. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think every time a man should pay, no. Don't really care about,
yeah, actually that. I actually have that point of view, like,
really,
where a man should do it. I don't like it.
I don't
because I know the last time I actually went out with my boyfriend, anyways, I just hung out with my boyfriend,
yeah
so I was like, oh babe, let's go out, don't worry, I'll handle the bills, you understand? And we actually went to Radisson Blue. I handled the bill, like, you know, because it's the one I was saying, okay, let's go out, babe, you understand? Even me too, I feel guilty. I'm like, ah, God, I need to take this guy out. Like, even if it's just poor, like, you know.
He didn't say, I insist. No, I insist.
Oh, no. He's...
Do you know the funny thing? Some females will be offended that he did not insist.
Well, that's because he wants to be offended.
Some females will get offended. So, that's my view on feminism is... females are humans, and they should have freedom to be humans and experience the world and do what they want to do. You know, yes, there will be people, I have to also say this, that yes, there will be people that will that would not agree with you, because not everybody is okay in the head. You should also remember that. And there are people that will also like try to oppose what you do, like, oh my gosh, call you a whore, that you're dressing like a slut because of what you're wearing. Doesn't mean you're a slut. You just have to avoid those people so you don't get insulted. So that's just my view on feminism. So back to toxic masculinity. What do you think a guy would do for you to identify that as, oh my gosh, this is toxic, or say to you that you'd be like, okay, this person is very, very toxic?
Well,
oh, you say that you'd be like, kind of nonsense this man saying.
I don't know, maybe, will I say manipulation?
Yeah. Yes, that one is there. Manipulation in what way though? Like, is it him,
or when you're trying to impose
on you, control you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's toxic.
That's,
or someone, or some men believe that like, let's use this reference to what this man said. And he said that no man should marry a fat overweight woman, because that's waste of, that's like spending money on a pig. What do you think about that statement? No man should marry or date a fat lady, because that's like wasting money on a pig. Would you say that's freedom of speech, or that's being toxic?
First of all, the kind man of twisted. I'm sorry to say, but it does not have sense. I'm really sorry. Maybe him is fat too.
He's obviously fat. Yes,
exactly.
He's fat.
So nobody should spend money on his own fucking head. I'm really sorry.
And what money though? That's my question. My question in that whole thing I watched was, what money? Are you just assuming that every woman wants your money? Like, every woman wants you to shower them with money? Or if we are in a marriage, what do you, let's even talk about toxic masculinity with marriage. Where do you draw the line in marriage? Where do you say, okay, please, you're the man of the house, what, why are you expecting me to do these things? Or do you just go and be like, for me, let me just say my own point of view. For me, I think in marriage, it's, if you want to make it 50-50, because we are partners. Well, I've never thought about marriage, but let me think about marriage. If you want to make it 50-50, because we are partners,
yeah.
I view marriage as partnership. Like,
yeah.
I don't view marriage as a man is coming to.
Oh no, you shouldn't just leave it.
Yeah.
Man, because he's the man.
Yeah, I don't view marriage as, I've been chosen. Oh my God, I've been chosen. Oh my God, they put a ring on my hand.
I've been chosen.
No, I don't believe. I feel. I hate that mindset. I hate that mindset. I feel marriage is, I love you, you love me, we love each other so much, let's spend forever together. Not, I've been single, finally somebody now like me and chose me to be married. I don't see marriage like that. So what in marriage, first of all, how do you view marriage? Two, where do you draw the line when it comes to being toxic in the marriage? What will your husband do for you to say, for you to get very irritated, like concerning toxic masculinity? Like, let me break it down. For example, if you come back from work and you see husband sitting down, maybe your husband came back from work early, he's sitting down watching TV, and you're very tired, you just got back, you can see that your children, you know, are still not changed from their school uniform, and there is nothing, and he's waiting for you
to do it, because it's a mass thing.
Yes.
It's I don't like, I think, no, that's going to actually piss me off.
I know.
It's going to piss me off. Like, I don't understand. We are sharing the bills 50-50, and you cannot take care of the children when I'm
because you're a man, and that's your
duty.
Because you're a man, and that's your role. And me, I've done my role, I've paid the house rent. Say 50-50. Take care of your role. I believe 50-50, but not defined 50-50. Like, I take care of the bills, you take care of the children. I don't define that. I feel,
oh, me,
whenever anybody can come in, they can come in. You get
exactly. So like that kind of situation now. Oh no.
What will you do when you walk in? He's just sitting down there, everywhere is a mess, children are running around.
I won't say
maybe
anything.
Change his diapers.
I won't say anything at that point, right? Because I'll just need to take care of the children, have my shower. Look,
so you will go ahead and take care of the children?
Oh yes, I'll do that. God, I'll take care of the children. Then when I'm done, I will now come back to meet you. So that if it's going to be arguments you're going to have that night, let's have the argument, then I'll go and sleep.
Please, I'm very tired right now. Don't even come and do your nagging. Don't even come with your nagging, please.
I don't want. I'm actually thinking about what I'm going to do, because if I get to argue with him where the children are, it doesn't make sense, right?
So you put them to
bed. I'm just going to do everything I need to do, you know.
Should you probably not eat him?
Do all that. Eat.
Give him half.
I know the way I walk.
You're nice.
I know the way. Once I'm done, we can now have the arguments.
What if when you're done? And let me just give you this before I say my own. What if when you're done and he has eaten the food you cooked, and then you're now ready to argue? He's like, please don't start right now.
I'm like, so you can't eat the food I cooked. But he cannot take care of the children.
Well, you know that's your house.
I will say what that I is want your to house. Say. When is if I don't start. I will say it. That's those that I will say when I'm done saying everything.
Say, always okay, nagging me every day. I'm night. Tired. But you came back from work late today. That is where I draw the line. For me, you're very nice. For me, I'll never imagine myself with children, but I'm imagine myself. A nice person. I would be like, okay. The one that I'll scan the room for something that. No, first of all, I'll be very hurt because you don't even care that your children have not eaten. I won't even argue. I will start planning to divorce you because number one is they will say I'm overthinking or overdoing it. But man, if my husband can neglect his children and leave them uncared for, hungry, you're just watching the game. You don't care. No. I married the wrong person. I need to get out of this marriage fast. That's one. Two is, I would probably like just obviously because I'm tired, have my bath, change the baby that needs to be changed. Obviously, take care of my children. But I will not cook nothing for you. It's just the children that will eat, and me. You will not eat food because you're a grown ass man. You know the right thing to do. You're waiting for me to come and cook for you, and you're sitting down there. You can't even make. That's when toxic masculinity comes in. Nice. It actually makes somebody makes them the person seem stupid, because that's it's just like your brain is not working. Like you see your children and you just neglect them. So that's where the line comes when it comes to toxic masculinity. The next question is, do all males have the same ideology or mindset when it comes to women? Are all men toxic? Do all men have toxic masculinity? I'll say no.
For me, I'll say no too.
Very few of them don't. Very few. And most of them that don't are usually gay or bisexual or elevated thinking.
What did you say?
Most of the guys that don't have toxic masculinity are usually gay.
Why? How did you come across that? Not even like
obviously, like
was game, it from research or
yes, research and basically experience. Like gay men are more, you know, feminine. You know when they are thinking, you know their mindset. They are more feminine and they are more in tune with who they are. So when, you know, for like I said, for someone to have toxic masculinity, they should have maybe being insecure, have low self-worth and have a lot of trauma they've not walked through. And for you to know that, I am gay and I've openly come out and say I'm gay, you must have gone through a lot of self-discovery to have that kind of strength to overcome your insecurity, because very big insecurity to be gay. So that's why I feel like gay men are more likely to be, you know, less toxic, and very few men, you know, are less toxic. I've encountered, how many men have I encountered that is not toxic, that are not toxic? I've encountered, I can count them in one hand, Sha. How many have you encountered that are not toxic, that don't have that mindset of, woman supposed to cater to me and serve me?
My brothers.
Your brothers?
Yeah.
That's great.
Like I said, I've had zero experience, so all my life I've lived with my brothers. They don't believe in. Just come be who you are.
Okay.
They're not going to impose anything on you.
Okay. In your household, I want to ask you a personal question. In your household, do your brothers actually partake in cooking and serving the household, or is it just a female? Do you have a sister? You said you have a sister.
Just
you're just a little girl.
Three boys. Two boys and a girl.
That's you.
Yeah.
So, do they contribute when it comes to cooking, or is it just you that contributes?
Funny
and your
enough,
mom?
I don't even... We have, like, the maid.
Okay.
Yeah, so right from when I was always had somebody...
Okay, to cook.
To always cook.
Have you seen
so
it?
Even if my mom is going to cook once in a while, right? Okay. So, my brothers, they don't go to the kitchen. Even if they go to the kitchen, they don't do anything, right? It's the maid that will do it.
Okay.
Right, and then... Okay,
but they don't... They're not like, you know... They don't see it as a big deal to do that.
They don't see... If they are left alone, they will have to go to the kitchen and cook.
Okay.
But if they are with... Because... There's something that my eldest brother normally do, and it's so annoying. But then I just see that, well, he didn't grow up like my mom did not really pressure. Although she used to say, "Wash your plate, wash your plate." After eating, "Wash your plate, wash your plate," and all that. So I don't think they actually paid attention to
that.
So you know, when they finish eating, they just dump their plates again, and it's so annoying. Even till now,
okay,
it still happens. You know, you cook for them. You go out, when they come back, you see the plate of yesterday, see there, you have to wash it. You understand?
Yes.
Because I'm a calm person, I will not say, I don't like what you did, you understand? I wash it.
Okay.
Right? So because I'm not talking,
they think it's okay to continue.
It's okay to do that. You understand?
Okay.
So, but if
if you're, now you've told them, they should not wash their plates. Okay, so, but generally, you know, your brothers, I don't think they sound like people that are toxic or have toxic masculinity.
My brothers are, I don't know, the way they think, it's just growing up.
Yeah, this, which actually brings us to the second to the last question, which is what caused it. I think it usually stems from childhood and how they were brought up, and seeing their father, what their father, you know, teaches them, and you're a man, you're not supposed to be in the kitchen, or it's a woman's, you know, if you tell a young boy growing up, it's a woman's thing to do this.
I'm going to give an example.
Yeah,
my boyfriend now believes that, you know, a man should not go to the market. Yes, he believes that. Why? Because he grew up with his mom, and his father was not there. So she was the one that was always, you know, doing everything, paid school fees, you understand,
okay.
The other. So that's why he also, by when I tell him, I want to be independent, I want to do things, he was like, that's a good one, right?
Okay.
Because his mother actually was the one
that... He saw his mom doing that.
You understand? Like, so that's why I'm now saying, this guy doesn't mind if I do 9 to 5, you know, just do something, don't always be different. Because even me too, childhood, my mom has always been the person that, you know, will do a lot of things, take care of the house.
Yeah.
She's the one I used to see most times,
doing those
right
things.
So I always believe that being dependent on and not even a man, anybody, like, it can be annoying, you know, calling, God, I need this, I need that. God, it's so annoying,
so annoying,
you understand?
Yes.
So I've always told myself that, babe, you need to have money. You need to have, even if your husband is like a billionaire and all that,
yes,
have your own money. Take yourself out. Like, don't always wait. Buy things that
buy that hair that you want.
Don't always wait for your boyfriend or your husband to get it for you. If not, you wait and tire.
I'm telling you.
You understand? Because we women, we want nice things, yes. And if we are dwelling on, my boyfriend is going to get it, my husband is going to get it.
Oh, wait for my boyfriend to send me money.
I don't believe that. Mm. So, like, even when I got into the relationship at first, like, most times, I always, you know, okay, I paid for spa for you. I'm that kind of person because that is what I want.
Okay.
You understand? But I noticed that I wasn't getting it, it was not reciprocated. So when I said, okay, well, I guess I just have to, I'm not saying I cannot, like, I can be so creative that with the, you know, when we had this I can't remember the day, but I know, like, I was that creative that I said, okay, I was going to do this dinner date in the house.
Okay, and then night. Oh my god, that's cute.
You know, I think it was on Valentine's Day.
That's cute.
And then I prepared.
There's traffic everywhere.
You know, did all that. You know, he was happy. He was like, oh, I like your creativity. You know, you think. You know, when it comes to romance, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I used to have that fairy tale mentality.
Yeah.
That, oh god,
too much love
nice,
movies.
Nice. Stuff for him, you know, just look sexy for him. I just have, but you know, reality have hit me bad that I'm like,
why?
I don't know, like,
are you scared?
I'm not scared because
you know, that could be, you know, when you talk about love languages, that could be your love language, acts of service. You know, there are two love languages when it comes to somebody. The love language that you like to receive, that you like people to do for you, and the love language you do for people to show them that you like them. That's number one, is the love language you want to see people do that will make you know, ah, this person likes me. And the love language you do for people that you're doing to show them that you like them. So they are literally two different ones. The one you can do for people that's you showing them that you like them could be acts of service, while the one you like to receive, and you know, for you to say, ah, this person actually likes me, could be different, and maybe quality time. This person is spending so much time with me. Oh my gosh, he cancelled on this, his friend to stay with me. He really likes me. Or it could be identical, like, oh, I'm doing something nice for you, like I'm showing acts of service. I would also like acts of service, so you can also do that to me, for you too, for me to know that you like me. So I feel like your love language is acts of service, the one you show to people to show that you like them.
Like, you know,
his could be different.
Yeah, it's different.
I think he's.
I know, even if I have, let's say, 10,000 naira in my account.
Okay.
I'm that kind of person that the day he called me and he was like, he wasn't sounding well. The next day, I requested for cupcakes to be sent to him.
Aww, I'm that kind of service, person. Yeah.
Like,
acts
but
of
then
service.
Like
gifting and acts,
know,
of service.
You know, with time, I now get to realize that this whole thing I'm doing, I'm not getting. It's something that I like. You know?
Also like to receive gifts like that.
Not like I like to receive gifts every time.
No, not every time. Just like,
you understand?
Surprise you, show up.
You understand?
Something
you get. You get.
Yeah.
I'm that kind of lady.
Yeah.
You know. But him is not, because even when I started working, right? I was like, I want you to come and see where I work,
okay,
or want you to get food for me and all that. He was like, Goma, you know, I was like,
I don't want to talk about it. Yeah.
Even when, like, even till now, I'm like, oh, won't you come to school to come and see me?
Yeah.
It's like, do you want me to leave order? I'm like, one day cannot change anything. You understand? But because I know the kind of person he is, it actually reduced the way I act towards him. Right?
Can I ask a question?
Say, okay.
What have you noticed that he does that makes you feel go like, oh, he really likes me?
Well,
what has he done? Or do you think the way he behaves around you, as he says, what has he done to show that you have identified as something that, as a behavior or as, you know, a statement that he has made?
He can be selfless.
So he's selfless.
Yes.
He can sacrifice.
Oh, yes.
So that's what
he can actually do some, like, he can actually put himself in a situation where he's not meant to be because of you.
I think his acts of service and yours is gifting. So you see, your love languages are literally different, so you have to understand his, you know,
because, you know, sometimes I'm
does she not stop you from doing those cute things? I'm pretty sure he likes them too.
He likes it, but then, like,
You feel like you have to beg for your own.
Not like beg, like.
Or ask. You don't want to be asking. You want to just use the initiative and do.
Because it's something we've actually talked about. Actually, when I was like actually painful, super for you,
yeah.
Just to feel relaxed and all that. Because he's a rainbow guy, right? He has mentality that a girl is not meant to touch. You know, they are they are rainbow guys and they are principled ones.
Thank God this is not videoed.
Like, okay, so,
well, I have so many questions. What? A girl is not meant to go back
no,
to that
for thing. Him. For him.
For him, for a girl him, is not meant to what?
He feels that no other girl should touch him except his baby.
But there are also understand? Men working in the spa.
Do you understand? So when I was like, oh, I paid for spa, I was not like, okay, no problem. But thank you very much, Yogo. I don't know.
Oh, but there are men that work in the spa though.
Yeah, actually.
Why is it that but why so weird? Man, I know, like.
Why would a man now touch you?
But why is it so weird? Like, a man cannot massage a man, but he is saying, what? So
that a man cannot
go to the spa. It can never be robots that will massage. Okay, maybe massage chair.
Even when, no, like, I feel like. My years with him, like, has just made me to realize certain things, right? Because. I don't mind, you know, just making him happy. Like, okay, I got this. No matter how small, even if it's like 2,000 naira stuff.
Yeah.
You understand? He's that kind of person who will appreciate it. And he will not forget it.
Okay, you see, he likes
he
it.
He would not forget it. He's that kind of person.
From his perspective, know? I'm pretty sure he likes
it. He likes it. Yeah. He likes it. So, you know, when you're being creative, okay, let's do this. You understand?
You maybe can even motivate him to do too.
You buy the idea. Okay, that's fine. You understand? So, but then I feel maybe it's just, I don't know.
So your man is not toxic. That's rare. Unlike some of us's men. Let's say us's. Okay, the last thing is how would you advise men to behave in order to curb toxic masculinity? Let me just say, for one, please just, you know, try to open your mind, you know, open your mind and also allow yourself to see other people's perspective, especially other women's perspective. Nobody's attacking you. Nobody is threatening your masculinity. We are just saying that we just want, you know, to live and be free as human beings. We are not saying you should stop being strong. You're strong. Nobody's saying that you're not strong or you're not, you know, capable or whatever. We are just saying that we need to be free as women to experience life without restrictions. That's basically what I think men should do. And also educate yourself, research, watch videos, listen to podcasts like this, and get to know, because the world is changing and the women you encounter. Except you start, you know, hanging out with only men. But if you are straight and you want to have a woman in your life, you have to upgrade your mindset to, you know, to suit the upgraded women that are around you. So that's what I think you should do. What about you, Poma? What do you think the men should do?
Well, like they say, men, they will do what they want to do.
Yeah.
So
at the end of the day,
exactly. At the end of the day, so whatever you say to them, it's left for them to either take it or
leave it. Because that's the women. The women now won't go back to, you know, being lost, you know, mentally and being trapped. So if you want to associate yourself with a woman, you have to upgrade your thinking. If you are willing to, you know, sacrifice talking to a woman or associating yourself with women or having a wife or whatever, then I guess that's your decision. But this is how to curb it. Educate yourself and all that. Wow, this was actually a very interesting topic. Don't you agree?
Yes, it was.
I feel like so we are
funny enough, we actually talk about
other things. Yeah, it's toxic masculinity is actually a very broad topic, so we can always go into the subtopics and talk about it a little bit more. So we are talking, this is the fun part of the podcast, and this is sex, the segment called, I'm very proud of this name, I named it myself, and I hope you guys also like it too. And it is called Dish or That, you know, like the Dish Talk Show. So so Dish or That, and basically here we bring out scenarios or people and choose who we would rather, or what would we do in certain situations, or what would we rather do in certain situations. So I have a couple of questions here for us to answer. Are you ready?
Oh yes.
This would be interesting. So there are four easy questions, and then gets difficult, and we go into five difficult questions. So the first four we are going to be easy, and then the last four are going to be difficult. So number one is, I'm posing this to both of us. I already have my answer. I just want to hear yours. I also say my answer too. Well, you say yours first.
No, why am I saying my own first? No.
No. I'll say mine outside. We cannot have the same answer. So would you rather be married to someone good looking who doesn't think you are beautiful or attractive? Or would you rather be married to someone ugly who thinks you are gorgeous?
Please, so it depends on how ugly the person is. So I don't want my kids to be ugly, please.
Very ugly. Very ugly.
Okay, like, it's actually hard to answer, but
you have to pick one.
Someone who is ugly and still appreciates,
that sees you as the most beautiful girl on earth, internally and out externally, sees you as, wow, you're amazing. You know, wow, you got this, but he's ugly. And this one is,
as far as he doesn't handsome. Look like a bamboo or something.
He looks like a bamboo.
No, he doesn't look like, he looks like a
bamboo. he looks like a baboon. Mm-hmm. Or the very handsome, buff, tall, chocolate or light skin, whichever you prefer. You know, charismatic, but thinks you are not fine.
Also, we no go chop palm.
Please, you can adopt.
I'll pick the ugly. As far as he appreciates me, he sees me as his queen. You know. Don't worry, my beauty will make up for the children. We'll be fine.
We'll be fine. It's a good mix. It's a good mix.
We'll be fine.
It's a good mix. For me, obviously, I choose be ugly, be very ugly, and see my value. I don't want to have low self-esteem inside marriage, please. So the second question is, would you rather work a high-paying job that you hate so much, or work your dream job with only enough money for basic needs? Would you rather work a very high-paying job, like a job that pays like maybe $100,000 a month, or work your dream job, that kind of job that pays $100,000 a month that you really hate with the passion, it's very depressing, or work your dream job and only earn money that can sustain your basic needs?
Well, because of, I don't like working 9 to 5. So if I'm going to pick, I'm going to pick the one with high money.
But you hate because the job.
That's the thing. I hate 9 to 5 generally.
Have wrinkles.
Let me have wrinkles. Don't worry. I use the money to take care of myself. I'll go to the spout. You know,
facials.
You know, when I pay my bills, I see I've changed.
Enough change.
So please, I'll pick that other one. Let me be stressed.
Hey, I can't. Why I choose this? I'll pick the high paying job. I'll buy paracetamol. Yes, as she said, go to the spa. They rub us down well. Use our bony key. Yes. Rub our muscles well. Hey, we drink paracetamol. After we finish drinking paracetamol, we'll go and eat at a very fancy restaurant and go to our beautiful penthouse and rest. That is what I choose. I can't
wait. Yes, so.
The the third is, would you rather find $100 floating in a very dirty public toilet water, or would you rather find $5 in your pocket?
I'll pick it. When I pick it, I'll go have my bath. I'll get the things I need to get. Have my bath and, you know, enjoy my money.
You know the toilet I'm imagining?
What kind of toilet is that? How bad is the toilet?
It's no water. It's fact, it's porridge shit that is floating.
I'll pick it. I'll close my nose. Pick it.
With your hand.
I'll pick it. What is there? Is there no detour? I'll go and do what I need to do.
Guy, this is a tough one for me. When I saw it, I was like, this is tough. Okay.
$100.
Man, I'm sorry, man. Except I'll use tweezers to pick it.
No, you don't have anything. You have to use your hand to pick it.
Guy, man, nah. But you pay me. So you pick it.
I will pick it. Happily pick it.
Okay. The fourth one, this is just the easy phase. The fourth one is, would you rather be always 20 minutes late for important events or always be 2 hours early for everything else in your life? Even if it's airports.
First of all, I hate being a late person.
2 hours early?
Yeah, I don't mind.
I actually don't mind being 2 hours early. I will entertain myself. What am I even doing?
I prefer to go there early than to go there
very
late.
Very late.
I don't buy it.
20 minutes late for your flight. No, I'd rather be 2 hours early for everything. I'll entertain myself. 2 hours early for what could be awkward? Your dates. I entertain myself, get a bottle of wine. I'm thinking of situations that would be really awkward to be 2 hours early for. Class. Don't mind, actually. I actually don't mind being early. I used to even be 4 hours early for everything. So
I don't mind. It's just me. Okay, it gets difficult.
So this is the hard phase, and these questions are not as easy to answer as the first set. So the first of the hard phase question is, would you rather be able to change the future or past? Sorry, would you rather be able to change the future or the past just by imagining it? Or obviously not be able to do that? Would you rather be able to change the future by imagining it? Or would you rather be able to change the past by imagining it? Like, if you imagine, I did not experience that breakup. The breakup, you literally changed the past and you didn't experience it. Or would you rather be able to imagine, I become the richest person on earth, and you become the richest person on earth?
My sister, I will imagine the future. I'm not the past.
The past should be.
I will imagine the future, don't worry.
Okay, next is, would you rather be 4 years old your entire life or be 90 years old your entire life?
What's 4 years?
4 years old.
90 years.
I'd rather be 90 years old. Will I be sick though? Except I'll will I be
90
sick?
Years with money,
yeah,
good health, then
but
fine.
You obviously you'll not be able to do certain things, like you'll be able to walk well. I'd rather be 4 years old. 4 years old, actually, because you will not have any life problems. You'd be 4 years old, you dance through life. Poop your pants. Which one would you rather be? 90.
At 4 years old, do everything for you. 90 years old, see, do everything for you.
I'll be a child. Yeah, I'll be 4 years old. But 90 years, you are old, you are aware.
You soon die. So anyways, you cannot say old. You're not 4 years old, bro. 90 years old.
Okay. Second to the last question is, would you rather turn pink, like your face turn red when you feel pink, every time someone said hello to you? Or would you rather get really angry every time someone says bless you?
Why am I getting angry if someone says bless you? Like, would you rather, you know, it's a thing that
you are,
you have no control over.
I'll jump in.
And then someone said hello. I don't even be angry. Yes. I'll cover my face.
Hi.
Walk away. Lastly, would you rather date the hottest person in the world but not be able to have sex with them?
Huh. Why?
Or date an ugly person that you can have sex with?
I would date the ugly person. I also have the lights. I don't even like the lights.
You have the lights?
I don't like when the light is on. So I'm going to off the lights. Whether you're handsome or you're ugly, I will see off the lights. I'll use duvet.
We both wrap duvet around that.
Yes, so.
This one is kind of difficult for me. I think I'll date the hottest person in the world.
You date the hottest person?
Yes.
And you be.
Yes.
You be celibate.
The other way is to go around it now.
No, there are no other ways. How do you.
The other way is.
The
other way is to.
Oh no.
But you guys, tell me what you think. Would you rather date a hottest person in the world but not be able to have sex with them, or date an ugly person that you can't have sex with? I want you guys to let me know what you think. This brings us to the end of this podcast, and it has been really, really beautiful. We had fun. We talked about toxic masculinity, feminism, marriage, relationships, everything. This is literally what they call that thing in restaurants that you combine small chops and maybe chicken platter. This is platter. It's a platter of information and so many things to learn from. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys also for subscribing. I've been seeing your subscriptions, and although it's really, really, you know, new, I still appreciate it. Keep following me. Keep listening to me on Spotify, Google Podcast. I also upload some of my snippets from my podcast on Instagram, so you can follow me on Instagram at The Dish Talk Show, and also on Twitter at The Dish Talk Show. You can subscribe again to my YouTube channel at The Dish Talk Show, and check. Next week, I think I'll be on Apple Podcast, so you can also listen to me on Apple Podcast too.
Woo! Drum roll!
Drum roll! So yeah, thank you guys for always subscribing and listening, and see you in the next podcast. Bye!